This is Eric Elder, and my wife is here with me. And we just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And many of you may be watching this Christmas week, and you may even watch it on Christmas Day. And we just want to wish you the happiest of holidays, because this is the time when Jesus came. And I've written a song that says, "I am alive because Jesus died." And any of you who know Christ also know that what a great thing it was that Christ came into the world, because many of you also are alive because of his coming and his death and his resurrection to the right hand of God. And so that's why we just take this time at this Christmas time to just celebrate God and enjoy him. So I wish that you will have that peace in your heart as well. Also tonight, I want to talk about the power of two, also known as prayer squared, because there's a passage in the Bible that says, "If two or three of you are gathered together in my name, I will be there with you." And God says that he will answer those prayers when we pray together in agreement. And so I want to encourage you tonight and just tell you a few stories of how God can take our prayers, and when we get together with other believers, he actually multiplies the impact of those prayers. I don't understand exactly how it works, but the Bible says it, and I believe it's true. And after 11 years or so of experiencing praying with others and watching God's power come through, I just know that it works, and I just want to encourage you to find someone and to ask God to reveal someone with whom you can pray and just be able to share the things that God is doing in your life, and also pray that God's presence would be with you and he would answer the prayers that you pray. I want you to read a few passages, and they're on your screen. If you take a look at your message notes from the screen you just came from, and on the message notes, there's about three passages there, one from Ecclesiastes, one from Matthew, and one from James. And tonight I want to go through three of those things with you. We want to talk about praying together with others and how when you pray with others, that brings, one, the presence of God. Two, when you pray with others, it brings the healing of God. And three, it brings the power of God. And we're going to see how Christ accomplishes all three of those things. So if you'll read those with me, and then I'll play the piano a little bit, and you can have time to read those and just ask God to speak to you through this half-hour message tonight. Several years ago, I heard a man speak, and he talked about his parents and how he watched them every night. They would kneel together at the end of their bed, and they would pray for each other. And he was so encouraged by that that when he grew up and got married, he did the exact same thing with his wife, and every night they prayed together. And I was so struck by that that it made me want to do the same thing when one day I would get married as well. And I made a commitment that day that that was one thing I wanted to do, was pray with my wife every night before we went to bed. And I wasn't even married at the time, but I was living with a roommate, and I decided that I would try it out with him first. And so we made that commitment to just pray with each other every day, so that every day we would have someone praying for us, and he would have someone praying for him, so that every day we were covered in prayer. And we went for a year that way, and it was remarkable. Even if we were asleep, somebody was asleep and the other one was out at some event or something, and they would come back. And since we had made that commitment, we would wake each other up and say, okay, we got to pray. And whether it was for 30 seconds or for 30 minutes, we would spend that time just praying to God and asking Him to have His blessings on each of our lives. And I wrote to that man this week and asked him anything that he remembered particularly powerful from that. And he said one of the things he remembered was just the sheer accountability of it, that he would pray one night, that the next day he'd have the words to speak to someone at work, and the next night he would know that he'd be asked whether he had spoken those words or not, and whether he was able to hear from Christ. And so he was actually being able to be encouraged and have very specific prayers answered because he was able to verbalize every day what prayer requests he had and what he needed. And then when we got married, my wife and I started that, and for almost 10 years now, we have been praying every night together. And like I said, sometimes it's 30 seconds, sometimes it's 30 minutes, but it just depends on how God is leading us and how tired we are. But every night before we go to bed, we each get prayer from someone else. And I want to encourage you tonight just to find someone to pray with. It may not be every day, it may not be for a lifetime, but I'm going to tell you a few stories about how God can honor those prayers. And this first aspect of it is talking about the presence of Christ when we pray together. If you look at that passage in Matthew 18, verse 19, Jesus is saying these words, and he says, "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them." Jesus promises that he will be with us when two or three of us come together. Now, Jesus is with you any time, and you can pray any time. And throughout the Bible, there are plenty of stories of people who prayed alone. And you can certainly do that, and God will certainly answer those prayers. But tonight I'm really focusing on the prayer with others and how Jesus actually comes in our midst when the two of us are together or three of us are together. And when we pray in His name, it says the Father in heaven hears us and He does what we ask for. And those two stories, just the praying with my roommate prior to marriage and praying with my wife, are just some of several prayer partners that I've had over the years where I've been able to pray and watch specific prayers be answered, as I've had prayer partners for short-term and long-term and all different events and opportunities. But it is always remarkable to me to see how that brings a unity, and praying with each other brings the presence of Christ into that relationship. We had some friends back in Houston who, when they prayed together before they were married, the future husband said that was some of the most intimate time that he ever had with his wife before they were married. He said after they got married, when they were able to be fully intimate in a physical way, that some of their prayer life actually slacked off, because that was up to that point the most intimate they had ever been when they prayed together. And when you compare those two levels of intimacy, being able to be that close and intimate, I believe it's because the presence of Christ descends and comes down upon us when we are praying. And when you have the presence of Christ in your relationship with another person, that makes all the difference in the world. It allows you to forgive each other, allows you to talk to each other, allows you to reconcile your differences. So when Christ is the center of it, when Christ comes down as you pray together, it brings such a unity and a common purpose that that presence can't be ignored. One of the second things that prayer does is when we pray together, it actually brings healing. There's a way that we can pray together and be healed. If you'll look with me at the passage in James, this is James chapter 5, and in verse 13, it starts with this: "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord." So here he's going to call some people and have them come and anoint him and pray for him. So that prayer will actually bring healing. It says in verse 15, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven." And then in verse 16, it says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." There, he says it right there in James. He says, Pray for each other. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for each other, and you will be healed. We've experienced this many times, even on the internet, where just these past 3 months, I met a man who wrote to me and confessed some sins to me that he was struggling with in his life. And he asked if I would pray with him and hold him accountable to some of these things. And so I said, let's do this for 3 months, and every week I'll write you a note by email and ask you how you're doing and pray with you online. And he would write back and tell me how his week went. And as the weeks went by, he continued to see more and more freedom. He continued to see that what he was doing was a lie, and he didn't want to walk in that anymore. He continued to read his Bible and read some other Christian literature that really encouraged him in his faith. And by the end of the 3 months, he made some comments just of the progress that he had come to. And here's one of the comments. He said, I am in some ways accommodating my sin, and I realize I must totally divorce myself from it. I am no longer that way. I am a redeemed sinner with one awesome Savior. And he commented later that with the technology, sin is so much more pervasive, and it's so easy to get into trouble on the internet and other places. And when you can reach out and use the technology to help get out of that sin, it's a great tool, and it can be a great benefit. And so I want to encourage you too, if you need someone to pray with about a particular sin, you want to confess something that you've never confessed to anyone before, I encourage you to write me here at the ranch. We are very confidential. The prayers don't go any farther than this, so that we can really pray with you. And somehow the anonymity of the internet and even just the distance of, I don't know anything about you, I don't know who you are. I've had people from England write me who are leading Bible studies and yet struggling with a sin inwardly, and they don't know what to do about it, and they write to me because they can't share it with their Bible study group, or they'll feel that people will think badly of them. I've had pastors write me. I've had other people in ministry, in some major ministries, write to me and say, could you please pray for this? I'm uncomfortable sharing it with other people, but I feel comfortable that I can share it with you, and you'll keep it in confidence, and we can just pray our way through this. And in many cases, these people will write back later and tell me exactly what has happened, and they see a sense of freedom that they've never known before. And I believe it's simply by coming together in agreement, confessing your sins to one another so that you may be healed. And if you're sick, the prayer offered in faith will make a sick person well. And I'm going to call on you to agree with me in prayer. Last week I had a cold, and I've been fighting it all week, and I'm still fighting it a bit in my voice. But it's much better this week because some people have been praying for me, and I want to call on you to pray for me as well, that I'd have the strength to continue on in what God has called me to do. Because it says here that the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. And if you will agree with me, then I just pray that our whole household would be completely well and healed. And I believe God will answer it, because he says in James, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Now, none of us are righteous on our own, but Christ, when he died, made each one of us righteous. So we are all righteous people in the eyes of God. So our prayers really do make a difference. So we talked about the presence of Christ in a relationship when we pray. We talked about the healing of Christ. And the third thing I want to mention is the power of Christ when we pray. Look back with me at Ecclesiastes. This is one of those side benefits of coming together. Ecclesiastes 4 says, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. When we come together in agreement, we can see a power there just in helping each other out, in building each other up. And also, God says he will answer those prayers. And this story, I hope, will encourage you. Even speaking, I can tell that some of you may be discouraged if you're not married, you don't have someone that close with to pray with. I'm going to pray that God will reveal someone with whom you can pray, maybe on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis even. Or if you want to write to me here, or write to my wife here if you're comfortable writing to her and asking her to pray. But I'm going to ask God to reveal someone that you could pray with and see this kind of power in your life as well, because it should be available to all of us as believers, and we're here to help encourage believers in their faith. Well, several years ago, I was praying for a friend of mine. Neither of us were married at the time, and we were praying for spouses for each other. And I would pray for him, and he would pray for me, and then I got married, and that was great. But it was several more years before he got married. But we would pray, and we just continued in prayer. Sometimes he would falter in his faith and just feel like he was never going to get married, it was never going to happen for him. And it was a real struggle. But because the two of us were there, we were able to encourage each other and build each other back up and say, God has a purpose for me. God has a plan. And I believe God has a mate, and he's going to reveal it. And if he doesn't, he's got something in mind for me in my life. So it was very encouraging just to be together and to pray like that. Anyway, when he got married a couple years ago, I gave the toast at his wedding. And I hadn't met the wife before that weekend. And we were at the reception, and it was in a huge ballroom, and many of her friends were there as well, and I didn't know who they were. And I gave this toast and a glowing review of my friend and what I thought of him. And then I held my glass up and I said, "And now to you," and I spoke the woman's name, and I said, "I just met you this weekend." And everyone burst out laughing because I had nothing to say about her. But they didn't realize that I had a lot to say about her. And I said, "As for you, even though I just met you, I have prayed for you for years. I have prayed that God would make you the woman that you need to be and be the perfect wife for my friend. I have prayed that you would be going through the things that you need to go through to build you up in the character of Christ. I have prayed that you would be a godly woman and that you would have the strength and the determination and the love for my friend that he deserves and that I want him to have and the kind of love that God wants him to have. And I have prayed for you and the things that you've gone through over the last several years, I believe, are a result of my friend and I getting down on our knees and praying for you specifically. And so even though I just met you tonight, you are an answer to all of our prayers." And I just want to toast to them, and I toasted to them, and I had tears in my eyes, and other people did too, just as we realized the power of God had brought a miracle forth. And I just raised up my hand, and I just said, "Today is payday. This is payday when all the prayers pay off. The power of Christ answered the prayers and brought them together." And that was over years and years of praying in faith that God would do it. Now, when I talk to my friend, he can't remember when he was single. He says it has just been so incredible. He's just been so in love. It's just been a perfect situation and a perfect wife for him. And so I want to pray that for people as well tonight, that they would see the power of Christ demonstrated as they pray. Sometimes it can get really discouraging. Lana and I know we've had several things that we've been praying for years. Other friends that we've been praying for breakthroughs and they haven't come yet. But in faith and by Christ, we believe that they will be answered. And these prayers will not go unanswered because our God has promised. Look back in Matthew again. "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them." Stick with me for just a couple more minutes. I'm going to play a song. And would you just ask God to reveal to you if there's anyone he wants you to pray with? If this has struck a chord in your heart and you say, "Yes, I do want someone to pray with," I just pray that God would show you who that might be. It might be your spouse already. And maybe you'd just like to start praying with her. And maybe just for a night, just say, "Let's just pray together tonight. Just try it tonight." Or let's say, "Let's just do it for a week. Could we just pray together for a week or a month?" And soon that will turn into months and months and years, and all of those prayers will add up. Or maybe you can think of a friend that you'd like to call and pray with and just say, "Hey, could we just pray, you know, just once? I'd just like to pray with somebody over the phone. I've never done this before, but I just really need somebody to pray for me right now. I'm going through a hard time. Could you just pray with me and I'll pray for you?" Or maybe you just want to write to us here at the ranch, or you want to chat with us after this live broadcast. We'll be in the chat room, and you can chat with us as a group, or we can go in a private chat room and just chat one-on-one and pray one-on-one about what's going on. I just love to do that. And yeah, well, as I play this song, would you just let God speak to you and just encourage God to say, "God, just speak to me and tell me, is there anyone I need to be praying with? For my sake or for theirs?" Joseph Garlington makes a comment that this is his interpretation of that verse in Matthew. He thinks Jesus is saying, if two of you on earth agree about anything, I'll come down and see that for myself. Sometimes it's so hard for us to agree. Sometimes it's so hard for us to agree in prayer that Joseph thought, maybe God just wants to come and show up just so he can see it. It'd be such a feat. But I don't believe that's what he meant at all, and that's not what Joseph believes as well, because he knows that there's power in praying together. I want to pray with you, but before I do, this is Christmas time, and you may not realize the importance of Christmas, the importance of what happened on Christmas Day when Jesus was born and came into the world. As I said earlier, I am alive because Jesus died. I found myself in a sin that I didn't want to be in, and I wanted a way out, and God showed me a way out. He said, believe in my son Jesus, and you will be saved. And I put my hand up in the air that day, not literally, but just in my mind, and I just said, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you can take this sin away, that you died for this sin so that I could come to heaven and be clean and healed. And God healed me that day, that instant of that sin. And he took it away from me, and it's been gone ever since, for 11 years, since I gave my life to Christ. That's the power of the cross. That's the power of Christ when he came to the earth. And that's the good news. Here it says in Matthew, when Jesus was born, that whole story about talking about how his birth and how it all came to happen, before he was born, God spoke to Joseph in a dream, and God told him what the name of Jesus was going to be. He said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. God gave that little baby the name Jesus. Why? The Bible says, so that he could save his people from their sins. And that's what he can do for you. All you have to do is say, Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I confess that. I am sorry. It is wrong. I've realized that your penalty for sin is much harsher than any of the laws in America, much harsher than some of the laws in other countries. When we sin, the penalty is death. That's what the Bible says. And yet Jesus said, I came to give life and give it to the full. And anyone that believes in me will be able to be free from death, not only here on this earth, but once you die that death, there's a second death to come, and you'll be freed from that death, and you won't have to die that death. You'll get to go to heaven and be with Jesus forever. And I tell you what, there's no crying in heaven like you might have had here on earth. There's no tears in heaven. There's no sadness. There's no weeping. There's no pain. There's no hurt. There's no darkness. There's no trouble, no anxiety, only total peace, total joy. Some people think that sounds so boring. I tell you what, that sounds pretty good to me right now. That sounds pretty good, that kind of peace, that kind of joy, that kind of love and being with the Father every day. You can have that just by saying, Lord, I just confess my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died in my place so I don't have to, and I invite him into my heart so that I can live a full life and life abundant here on earth and in heaven. It's that easy. And if you're watching this Christmas week, I pray that you would do it. Now is a better time than any other. And I just encourage you to do that. I want to take a minute to pray with all of you watching, whether you're a believer or not. Lord, I just pray that you would encourage us in our prayer life. Lord, whether it's our devotion life, our life just reading the Bible and praying and seeking your will just on our own in our quiet time, or whether it's praying with others, God, I just want to encourage these believers as well as these people that are questioning whether they even should believe. I pray that you would reveal yourself to them. You'd reveal the power of coming together in prayer. You'd reveal the healing that's available when we come together in prayer. You'd reveal your presence to us when we come together in prayer. God, I pray you would do this. I pray you'd reveal prayer partners. I pray you'd reveal if there's someone new that ought to be added to our prayer list. I pray you'd show that. Lord, I pray you would build deep and close relationships from these prayer partners that develop after this, Lord. I pray they would be deep and fighting for life. God, I know you have the power to reveal these people, and I pray that you would do it. Even right now, all over the world, I pray you'd be joining hearts together so that people would be able to walk forward arm in arm, that when one falls, there's someone else to help pick them up, that they would be able to experience the power of Christ and the presence of Christ and the healing of Christ. I pray for anyone that doesn't yet know Christ, that they would just commit their life to the Lord right now, that they would repent and say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. And if you don't believe you've sinned, ask God to say, God, have I really sinned worthy of death? That's what I did. I didn't believe I had sinned worthy of death. I asked God, and within 2 weeks, he answered me. God will answer that prayer pretty quick if you are open to it and receive it from God. But then there's a solution on the other side, and you just say, God, thank you. You're right. I agree. I confess it. And I believe in your Son, Jesus, that he died for me so I could have a life abundant here and in heaven. That's the Christmas message, and that's the message of Christ. And I just pray that God will bring you a prayer partner. Have a great week, and I pray that the end of your year will be terrific as well. Join us again next week as we get ready for the new year, and we have some more encouraging words here live from the ranch.